In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, it was about 20, 25 years ago, I remember I have heard once a sport report, and there was described a very strange and unique situation. I think it was about ice hockey. There have played four teams in a group, and they do two best teams. They went farther. They continued in the tournament. The two last ones, they had to leave the tournament. And then there was a very strange situation before the last game of ice hockey. The constellation in the group and how you count the score and so on was unique. And one team had to make a decision. When they win the last game, last match, they will become the third or the fourth, and they will have to leave the tournament. When they lose the last game, the last match, they become the second one, and they continue to play in this World Cup or whatever it was. And what was very interesting, this team has decided to keep the harness, the sport harness, and they stayed to be gentlemen, and they have won the last game. They had to leave then the tournament, but they have saved the harness. And this was a very interesting decision. They did not play for more money, for more, glory. They did simply stay honest, and their reputation has grown. Why do I describe this case? We do come sometimes in an analogical situation. I mean, you know, generally we do very well know we all should be usually more silent. We say to speak is silver, to be silent is gold. And that's true. And many conflicts, they rise because the people cannot keep their mouth sufficiently. You say something, and how often have we made this experience? You say something, you are a little bit angry, and then a conflict starts. The other person does not understand exactly what you mean, and you know, the life as usual. And the Saint Apostle Jacob is, Saint James the Apostle is very recommending us in his epistle to be very careful with speaking. And we know this. But, and this is the topic of this sermon, sometimes we have situations, they can arise in our life, where we have usually a bigger responsibility, either for other people or for something is important in our life. We have the responsibility, but we know when I say something, for instance, I appoint another person, that what the other person is doing is not correct. It's not sufficiently correct, or causing big troubles for others, or is destroying something is very important. But we know when I mention this, I open my mouth and I say something, I could eventually lose the friendship. The other people could misinterpret it, and they will punish me by the one or other way. Even if not visibly, but they do not hold me as their good friend. And then we do, often enough, make a mistake and we keep silent. And by this way, we can collect a higher amount of guilt on our soul too. There are many situations where we are very recommended to stay silent. Often enough, the conflicts, they end more or less automatically. It's not necessary always to intervene and to say. But sometimes, and we do really understand then and feel then exactly, now you have to exercise your higher responsibility. You have to tell a person. Usually these are other people, and this is your holy duty. And if you don't say, you can even commit a heavy sin. Sometimes also, eventually, a mortal sin, when a very important value has come into question, and does come into question when I stay silent. The very known example is the relationship of parents to their children. Yes, sometimes the children, they become older and they say, Mom and Dad, and I am now 18, I decide alone. And the parents, they know, now my child is not experienced enough, is doing eventually exactly the same fault I did in her or his age. And we want to prevent, and we know I must to give diplomatically but an advice. But we are silent. And then we become co-responsible for the negative consequences. Or sometimes this is the duty of the parents, for instance, to defend their children, to hold to them under certain circumstances. And this is great. This is wonderful when the children can trust to their parents and vice versa. But sometimes we become familiar with cases where a child has done more or less even publicly a fault, a wrong decision, a wrong word was said, and it was a serious enough injustice. And the parents, confronted with this situation, they start to exculpate their children. They do exactly know that their kids are guilty. But in order to save their own reputation, the reputation of their own family, as they are thinking, they do lie and they do defend the children, although they have criticized them before that themselves. And here we see they give a child, their own son or daughter, their own children a signal, don't worry, I will always defend you, even if I should commit a serious lie. And then these parents are co-responsible for the wrong behavior of their children. And respecting always the importance of being careful. Do not open your mouth too quickly. Do not say in anger something. If you want to say and have to say, then better become calm and say it tomorrow after you became calm over the night. Yes, but sometimes we have such situations, and we can also see, we know analogical analogical examples. You see, in the 60s, in the 70s especially, of the 20th century, how has the clergy committed a serious fault? Many priests were really knowing what has started with the modernist movement and so on and so on, how defectuous their Novus Ordo Mass and the new rites of the sacraments are, and they stayed silent. But we are now celebrating the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, the traditional one, and how thankful we have to be to those of our older priests who have usually passed away already. They were in an analogical situation, but they had a process, possibly not immediately, not from the beginning, but reflecting, and when they became clear what is going on, they stood up. And they had security in several regards, and they have risked to lose all the security and stability in financial and personal regard and so on. They stood up. And they said, no, I cannot cooperate. Even if you are the others, my colleague priests, even if they are bishops and so-called popes, I must say that this is against our Holy Mother, the Church. And I'm a son, a disciple of Jesus Christ, and a son of our Spiritual Mother, Holy Mother, the Catholic Church. And thanks to them, we have collected today here for celebrating the Holy Mass. And now we should become aware of our responsibility. And on one hand, we should know, especially when we are beginners, the so-called greenhorns, be careful and listen. Listen and learn. And don't start with very emotional teachings commanding other people. We know in the history of the Church, especially the priests got ordained. They got under the supervision vision and responsibility of older priests, and they were many years not allowed to make serious decisions. They had to discuss with the pastors about making this or that decision. On the other hand, also the pastors in relationship with the younger colleagues, priests, in relationship to their flock, they knew, I have also the responsibility. I must lead them. And often enough, there are cases we have not to intervene in any conflict. But sometimes we become aware, don't stay silent. If you are silent, then you commit a serious sin eventually. And this is my interest to speak one about this topic. And we see the beginning of this sermon was about that ice hockey team and how generous they have. It was fair play of them. And we have also to become more conscious that we have also to have fair play. What can sometimes mean be brave, don't stay silent, do pray to the Holy Spirit in order to find the right word, the right access to the topic. But you have no right to say, I don't want to interfere, because it could happen that some people will become unhappy with me. But I do want to be a darling for everybody. And who wants to be a darling for everybody has not understood his vocation and his duty given us by God in his providence. So also we know from the history of the church there are many situations, but I think everyone is serious enough then will understand what is the topic of this sermon. And we want to become, in any case, humble, understanding how do we depend on the truth of Jesus Christ. But he has given also the responsibility to people to lead and to correct. And we all should, on one hand, be ready to listen to other people's, even if they are in the under us in the hierarchy, somewhere in church or in the society or in the family, the parents. They should also listen what the opinion of their children is, the adulter, more adult children, of course. But on the other hand, they have the main responsibility, and sometimes they must be ready to pay the bill for the truth, and when fulfilling their own holy duty to correct by a very prudent way, of course, this extremely necessary, but we must not always stay silent. And also the saints, the martyrs, they have shown us they were ready to pay the consequences, or we hear and read this in the vita of several bishops. Saint John the Chrysostom has criticized the emperor and was ready to accept the consequences. And Saint Athanasius has been 5 times sent away from his bishop seat, but they were brave and they said what they had to say, what their conscience, praying and meditating God's will, has forced them to say. So we do also know, we have also the other example. Let us remember what has happened in our societies in the last 4 years, approximately last 4 years. How many changes have happened in our societies, in our life? How many lies were spread? And we see, as in the 60s and 70s, many priests have not done what they had to do. So now we can also say many teachers, many doctors have not fulfilled their duty as they had to do. They stayed silent, although they had the duty to stand up and to warn and to say to the people, pay attention, do respect this and that too. And this shall give us the impulses to pray more. We can, in the right situation, find the right word and decide choosing the right behavior, how we should progress in this or that conflict situation. But on the other hand, we must not forget, we can lose the friendship of some people who are not sincere enough or not honest enough, but we will experience such a deep consolation in our heart because we know, I have done God's will. And God will bless us and protect us and lead us in our life, because we do not want to serve our own pride, our own selfishness. We do want to serve God's will and the teaching of our Holy Mother, the Church. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et magna semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.